Tom, it's so nice to have you back again.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to see you. Thank you.
This has been a bit of a lifeline for me, as most concertizing in person has completely stopped in the last year. And so you and I kind of made a pact to get together once a month or so and just re-listen to
right.
some of these concerts.
Well, yeah, because we want our audience to know that the Kalamazoo Concert Band, even though we don't have a strong presence right now, we're still alive and thriving. We're anxious to get back in the saddle, so much so that we are anticipating giving our first performance October 23rd, this coming October. So I'm not sure exactly how that will impact audience attendance. I mean, whether it'll be social distancing still going on. But as it stands now, we expect to perform live in front of a live audience.
I should let listeners know that I have a much greater inside view of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, as I was asked to join the board about a year ago and have participated in board meetings for the last year.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have you.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad to be able to contribute whatever
Oh,
I can.
You contribute a lot.
And appreciate what it takes to see a longstanding organization keep going through tough times and come out looking pretty well. You've seen continued donations throughout.
Yes, we have. We have to give a shout out to our donors right up front because, you know, people, they're loyal, which is nice because, you know, we don't, if you consider music a product, which is kind of an odd way to put it, but, you know, if our product is music, we're not producing anything. So, but yet we have our donor base is still contributing wonderfully well. And so we thank them all. And so we thank you. It's actually allowed us to function through this time because the money was necessary to get certain things done. And so it's been really, really a blessing. So we are back. We are going to be back in October. So thanks to our donors for allowing that to happen.
Place to find the schedule and more information is KalamazooConcertBand.org. And I think if you can sign up for a newsletter or being on an email list there, and they'll send you a magnet with all the dates.
It's great. It's on my refrigerator next
helpful.
To my drawings. I still do drawings. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we should get to the music that you brought today. What concert did you want to focus on today?
Well, you know, because we're going to be resurrecting the band, you know, I thought it's about time I thought it'd be apropos. So we are revisiting a concert from 2016, October 22nd, 2016. And the title of that program and the theme of that program is It's About Time. And it's about time, like I said.
There's so many ways you can go with that.
No kidding. So it was interesting when I was putting this program together. I was how it came about. I first thought about putting together a program based on meters. So I thought, you know, we could do a piece that's in one, and then a piece in two, and then another piece that's in three, and four, and five, six, et cetera. You know, that kind of thing. I thought that'd be interesting. But then I got kind of boring real quick. So I couldn't find the right literature. So then I said, but I like the idea of using time as a theme. So I thought, well, it's about time. So all the pieces on the program have in some way relate back to time.
What is it we're going to hear first?
Well, the first thing we're going to hear is Seize the Day. So it's by Patrick Burns. We opened our concert with this. Oh, no, you know what? We did not open our concert with this. You know, I should tell you, this is kind of... Well, it's a little self-promoting, but here goes. So as a prelude to this concert, I did this piece called, what did I call it? Winding Down. I called it Winding Down. And what I did, I got five metronomes, the ones that are pendulum.
Mechanical metronomes.
The mechanical metronomes that have the pendulum. And it took me about a week, and I had to time this all out and with each metronome, because it was a five-minute piece, right? And it started 5 minutes before the program began. And I had to figure out how many times to crank that thing to get it to allow for 5 minutes, right? So based on different settings. So I had the metronome set at different time periods, right? Different times, different tempos. And then I had to hit play until I finally got down to one. So it's until there's one going. So that took quite a bit of time, no pun intended, to get that to work. But that was a prelude. So I had these five metronomes going at different tempos for 5 minutes, and it had all these fascinating cross rhythms. And it was all, you know, it was a performance art, was what it was. And then until we finally left with one metronome and it stops. Now, I was really, of all the pieces on the program, I was most nervous about this. I did not know how the audience would react. I thought, is the KCB audience ready for something as odd as this? Is, you know, it's performance art, you know, it's different,
yeah.
You know, and you know what? And so I was waiting in the wings, and when the last metronome finally gave up his last breath, right? The last click. Tick. I heard people went, yay! They clapped. And it was, I thought, yes, it was successful. So I was happy about that.
Well, I'm sure it gave you new appreciation for the avant-garde artists who, for how much time it took you to make sure five metronomes would wind down.
In 5 minutes' time with different tempi, yeah. it was good, though. You know, I always like to expand the norm for my concerts, just try to put something in there that's a little different. Because my feelings are, I know if you weren't there, you weren't there at the concert. So if you were there, then people could, you could talk about this around a water cooler. Oh, you should have seen how the concert started. Anyways, so that was like the prelude. So the first piece we did was Seize the Day by Patrick Burns. We should give it a listen, eh?
Let's do that. We're talking with Dr. Tom Evans of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, and we're flashing back to October 22nd, 2016. Kalamazoo Concert Band playing Seize the Day on October 22nd, 2016 in Chanarrie Auditorium. The concert is called It's About Time. So the unit of time we just heard was a day or 24 hours.
Right, exactly. Right. And so the next selection is Into the Sunset.
So time of day.
A time of day, yeah. So it actually worked out well. The theme worked out pretty well. So Into the Sunset is actually was written, it was a commissioned work by Matthew Conaway. And he was commissioned to write this piece for a retiring band director. So he chose as his theme Into the Sunset. And of course, when you hear that title, Into the Sunset, it kind of conjures up, those Western films.
I was thinking that myself. Yeah. Beautiful landscape.
Yeah, exactly. So it has that flavor. So it has a little bit of that flavor, too. So it's really celebratory work, and it's a fun piece. And I like Matthew Conaway's writing a lot.
Let's hear it. The Kalamazoo Concert Band again on October 22nd. And a reminder that members of the concert band, smaller groups from inside the large ensemble, will appear Sunday at 4 o'clock in a free concert in Bronson Park as part of the Concerts in the Park series. That's at 4 o'clock Sunday.
Great piece.
Yes. I'm with Dr. Tom Evans, the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, and we're flashing back to a concert called It's About Time in 2016 at Chenery Auditorium. That was Into the Sunset, and it looks like, you know, if you stick around, you'll hear morning pieces, you'll hear year pieces,
right,
and more. So we hope you'll stay with us as we go back to a great concert that was recorded, and also reminding listeners that the Kalamazoo Concert Band has announced its new season and will be starting on October 23rd with a concert. Why don't you tell us the name you've come up
with and the
focus of it?
Yeah, so as we all know, we've been, you know, on lockdown the whole world for so long. And then when I was anticipating when we would open, I just thought about how much joy and happiness that it's going to bring to the entire world and we can finally get back to quote unquote normal. So what I came up with was the title is Joy from Awakening, and it's a tribute to our essential workers. And so, but I think we're all going to be so joyful. I know the band's going to be joyful to get to be, you know, getting the band back together, and also, you know, just playing in front of an audience again. And you know, everyone's going to be joyful from awakening from this hibernation we've been under.
Sure will. Is there a specific way that you'll be honoring essential workers during the concert?
No, I haven't reached out to anyone yet, but my intent is to reach out to all the people in the medical profession and all the people who people who worked at the grocery stores, etc. Yeah. All those, you know, people who wash down things after everyone's gone, and anyone, you know, I want to reach out to all the service people, and because we got through it because of them.
They can reserve. There's no cost to attending these concerts.
No,
but
they're free.
You can sure make sure that you get to bring a friend anytime you attend a Kalamazoo Concert Band.
Yeah, and they're family friendly. We started at 7:30. We moved a lot of concerts started at 8. We moved up a half an hour to accommodate people's schedules, life schedules, everything we have is, I think, family friendly.
Well before October 23rd, you can see members of the Kalamazoo Concert Band on stage in Bronson Park Sunday at 4:00. I'm looking forward to that. Next piece is called Circle in a Square, and for the life of me, I can't find the unit of time that this refers to.
Okay, so how this works is this is actually this is another tribute piece, and it's by Ed Kiefer. This particular math teacher passed away, and he was well loved and revered, and so people commissioned Ed Kiefer to write this piece, and it's called Circle in a Square. But what he tried to capture was he was a very well liked teacher, and what this piece captures is a classroom period. And so it's a very pointillistic piece, which is really cool. It has a good example of pointillism. And so it starts off with the flute, and the flute represents the teacher. So it's his voice greeting the students. And then you can hear the students respond, bop, 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 and all these little back and forth little things going, in pointillism fashion. And then if he settles down, and that's when the classroom's humming along and students are doing their studies and, you know, really focus on their work. And then it ends the same way it begins, because this is the teacher saying goodbye to his students. And so the time period here is a classroom period. And that's how this came about. But it's a cool piece.
As you talk about it, I realize how wonderful it is to hear you talk about living composers, people you know in some cases, people you hear talked about, you know, who's doing exciting work, and you can make it happen for the Kalamazoo Concert Band and for other other ensembles. The living aspect of it is a little less so.
Yeah, for some. Yeah, true.
So that's really great. It's kind of a new medium, and there's lots of excitement happening.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, having been, you know, I teach at Kalamazoo College, I've been there, thankfully, for like 26 years. Yay, starting my 27. That's, time flies. Ba-doom, boom. But, you know, my career began as a high school music teacher. My first 3 years, I was a high school band director. And then my second 3 years at a different school district was as a high school orchestra director. So I was a student myself going through public school. But then, you know, having myself been a teacher in public school, have that kind of flow with time periods. I can relate to that very well.
Yes, you know something about class periods.
Yeah, the bell rings, you know.
We all do. I'm really excited to hear this piece.
It's
Circle
a cool
piece. In a Square by Ed Kiefer here once again, the Kalamazoo Concert Band in concert in Chenery Auditorium, October 22nd, 2016.
Thank you.
I love that piece.
Well, I was going to say, so the same thing, what a terrific encapsulation of a single class period in tribute to a math teacher.
Yeah. Circle and a square.
I feel like it sort of brought out single members of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, asking them to do quick solo things.
A little jaunt. And that's the timing of that can be tricky. You know,
the timing.
It's for us, because we're such a large ensemble. It's a spatial issue. The tuba isn't going to answer the flute. That's quite a distance.
If you've just joined us, my guest is Tom Evans, the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. And once again, we are looking at a past program and listening to some highlights because the new season won't start until October 23rd in Chanarray Auditorium with a concert called Joy from Awakening, a tribute to our essential workers. That's the good news. There's also some more good news, and that is the Kalamazoo Concert Band will be represented on stage in Bronson Park on Sunday with a free concert at 4 o'clock. Your band has been on that series for a number of years.
And we seem to have locked down the Father's Day setting, which is good. I think it's a delightful way to be with your father and take your father to the concert.
The concert will feature ensembles from within the band that were able to get vaccinated and practice outside and do all of this in the last few weeks, 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, 6 weeks or so, yeah. So, yeah, we have a trombone quartet that's going to open the show, and then we have a horn choir that will be in the middle, and then what's going to wrap things up will be a German band of about 20 pieces maybe.
I was saying it's exciting that band repertoire is new and always growing, and one reason I can always tell that this is a newer repertoire is women show up on the programs more. So up next, you're going to feature a work by Carolyn Bremer. I'd like to hear about her.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad you pointed that out, because unfortunately, there aren't that many women conductors in the band field. I mean, that's changing. It's been changing over the last 20 years, but even so, it's still gradual. And same thing is true with composers. But like I said, fortunately, that is changing, and we can only hope that it continues to grow exponentially. But anyway, so this next piece is called Early Light, and this is on the program because the early lights, like dawn, that's what she's trying to capture here. But there's actually something more to this as well. This is that's what early light is, as we all know. And so, dawn is a period of time, so that's how it fits into the program. But this actually comes from in dawn's early light. So this is a Star-Spangled Banner. But you won't hear, if you listen carefully, it hints at the Star-Spangled Banner just briefly at one point in the middle of this. It's buried in there. But if you have good ears, you might hear a fabrication of that. It's not a direct quote, but it's in there. Listen carefully.
You might be reminded, could that be it?
Yeah. So, I heard that. And it just lasts for a few measures, but it's there. But if you listen even more clearly, the reason why she chose this as her theme is because the Star-Spangled Banner and Dawn's Early Light, because that's what they played at the beginning of baseball games, and she is a huge baseball fan, as am I. And so if you listen carefully, at one point you hear a big... Right, clap, a big a clap. It's supposed to be a bat hitting a baseball. It only happens once, so you have to listen carefully. But when you hear that, that was her referencing, baseball. So this is actually the truth be told. This is how this came about. But it does have early light in it, and it is dawn, so it works for the program. So that's why it's in here.
And you could program it again when you could do a sports-themed program next time.
We did that last time. Last time I visited you here, we did Fun and Games, and that was the inspiration for that program was to do an entire baseball program, but I only found three or four pieces that were directly related.
Well, I'm excited for our listeners here on Classical WMUK to hear this piece and to spend time with you, Tom, and hear about what goes on, what goes behind all of the planning in these concerts and each individual piece. Here's Early Light by Carolyn Bremer. Thank you. That's music of Carolyn Bremer, composer and sports fanatic. We just heard a piece called Early Light, live from a concert October 22nd, 2016 by the Kalamazoo Concert Band. I'm with director Tom Evans, and we have a couple more highlights we're hoping to get to. Artbeat is coming up in about 7 minutes at 10:50. So let's move right on.
We can hurry along here because I'd like the audience to hear. I'm 17 come Sunday. This is a classic wind ensemble concert band piece by Percy Grainger. If you're a band person, you know Grainger's work, and this is very typical Grainger because it features the reeds. He loves that reedy sound. So it's I'm 17 come Sunday.
Percy Grainger, still a fresh sound for a composer of the, well, I think of the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Still relevant.
17 come Sunday, great setting of a folk tune. I'm with Dr. Tom Evans of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, and a reminder that Sunday at 4, members of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, the trombone quartet, horn choir, and German band will all take the stage at Bronson Park at 4 o'clock Sunday for a free concert. And the season opener is October 23rd, Joy from Awakening, a tribute to our essential workers. KalamazooConcertBand.org is where you'll find details. And I'm sorry to say, this will be our last piece, Tom, before we head to Artbeat at 10:50. So what would you like to hear?
Let's finish with Un Decum. It stands for 11. Un, 1, Decum, 10. So put those together, you get 11. And the composer, Randall Standridge, he wrote this for all the procrastinators out there. This represents the 11th hour. It's a fun piece. We ended our program this way.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.